Hello again. You're listening to the News at One. A group of internees who became known as the Hooded Men have been issued an apology by the PSNI Chief Constable today for their treatment during interrogation more than 50 years ago. The UK Supreme Court ruled several years ago that the methods used on them at the time of internment in 1971 amounted to torture by today's standards. A number have since died, including one, Joe Clark, who passed away in recent days. The apology was issued to him on his deathbed last week in the presence of his wife. Well, with more on this breaking news this lunchtime, let's talk to our Northern correspondent, Conor McCauley. Now, Conor, as I say, details of this just emerging in the last hour or so. Before we come to the apology itself, remind us who these men were, the 15 hooded men.
That's right, Brian. There were 14 individuals, in fact, hooded men who had been selected from amongst the hundreds of people who were detained without trial during internment in 1971. Essentially, they were picked out for special interrogation techniques, a euphemism, I think most people will now accept. They were hooded, they were deprived sleep and food, they were placed into stress positions for long periods as part of an interrogation process. The UK Supreme Court ruled 2 years ago that that treatment amounted to torture by today's standards, and really since that time the men have been campaigning hard for an apology. This morning they met a senior PSNI officer in Belfast who issued that apology on behalf of the Chief Constable Simon Byrne for the actions of the police officers involved in the interrogations, because whilst they had been arrested and detained by members of the military, it was members of the police who carried out the interrogations. And if I just read a little bit of the apology text, the PSNI said that it acknowledged the Supreme Court ruling and it wished to acknowledge that the treatment you received was not acceptable at that time and is not acceptable by modern standards of policing. We would like to convey an apology to you for the actions and omissions of police officers at that time.
And the apology delivered last week to Joe Clark, who has since passed away.
That's right. Well, these men are all very elderly. Obviously, this happened more than 50 years ago. A number of them have come down to the Royal Courts of Justice in Belfast here to speak to the media. But of the 14 original members of the Hooded Men, I think only 8 are still alive. One of them, Joe Clark, passed away only yesterday. Now, he'd been one of the men who was most vociferous in campaigning for an apology. He'd been terminally ill, and he really wanted that apology before he died. And I think when the news broke initially, everybody thought of him first and thought perhaps that he had missed out on this lifelong desire to have this apology. But we subsequently discovered, as a result of a statement which had been issued on behalf of the solicitors acting for the men, that in fact the letter of apology had been hand-delivered to his deathbed last Thursday and been read out to him in the presence of his wife. So he was aware just before, and he died then yesterday, so a couple of days elapsed between that and his death. So he was aware, we assume, that the apology had been issued. But the other men did not know at that point. I think they had given it, the solicitors had given a commitment that while they were telling Joe Clark last Thursday, they wouldn't tell the rest of the hooded men until today.
Well, the surviving men, as you say, will be giving their reaction to this very, very shortly. But there has been a statement from their solicitor.
That's right. Basically what it says is that since they got that Supreme Court judgment in 2021 that what they had been subjected to amounted to torture, they had really doubled down on this demand for an apology. And it said that there had been weeks of intense negotiations which drew to a close really last week, just before the death of Joe Clark. And what the solicitors are saying is that this case shows why the British government shouldn't be allowed to push ahead with its controversial legacy proposals, which would effectively end all these kinds of actions or judicial processes. And the other point they're making is that whilst the police has now apologised for their role in the treatment that was meted out to the hooded men, it's time for the Ministry of Defence on behalf of the British Army and indeed the British government, who sanctioned the use of these techniques at a very, very high level, to also apologise.
Very good. Conor McCauley, Northern correspondent, thank you very much for that.